Well, this is a skill set that we love to learn more about, we being myself and Ashley Lang, so I'm going to put you in the same boat as myself. And it's something that we love to talk about, we love to promote, we want to learn more. I don't think it's ever going to happen to us that we're ever going to get a green thumb. But it could happen if we join the Master Gardeners of York County. And the president of the Master Gardeners of York County, Karen Loach, joins us here on Palmetto Mornings because they have their big annual Joy of Gardening Symposium that's going to happen at the end of February. But let's welcome Karen to Palmetto Mornings. Yeah,
thank you guys for having me. Thanks for being here.
So Karen, can you take this thumb...
It's black.
Yeah, that's black. Yeah, thanks, Ashley.
Mine's black. Yeah. Maybe Lucas is a little bit better.
And can you turn this green?
Sure. Gardening is science, and anybody can learn science, so you could sure do it.
Okay. Well, we weren't great in science either.
Well, but Karen is also an educator, okay. She said. She was a teacher, so okay.
You're used to us as students.
That's right. Sure. You can do it.
Well, walk us through with the Master Gardeners of York County, a little bit maybe what the course looks like, a little bit about what you all do in a given year. Kind of give us just some of the background.
Sure. Every Master Gardener has gone through the Clemson Extension Master Gardener course, which is about a semester long. And you learn all sorts of things, you know, soil science, entomology, some, you know, harmful pests, growing science, all of those things. It's a wonderful course. And then after you become a Master Gardener, you transition into the York County Master Gardeners. And the idea is that those trained Master Gardeners will go out in the community and just increase general knowledge about gardening. So one extension agent can't possibly cover every person. So there's a lot more contact points when there's a Master Gardener there as well. So a lot of the projects we do help the community. The funds that we raise from the symposium go for educational garden grants. So the gardens that help the community, we give grants to. We also have the Laney Love Scholarship, which helps students that are going into horticultural field in education. So last year we gave out $2,500 scholarships to area students. So that's a wonderful thing too. We host Ask a Master Gardener at Glen Cairn Gardens and at the local libraries. So we make a lot of contact points there too.
You make house calls. I love it.
Yeah.
You do make house calls.
They do make house calls. So if you reach out to us with your problem and it's something we need to see, we'll come to your house. Yeah.
Yeah. Just call 911 for what a real emergency. Then you can call 911, a different 911.
There you go.
For the Master Gardeners for sure. So really, anyone can become a Master Gardener as you described it. And even if science was not your forte, this seems like it's in a different pace than it is sometimes in school.
Yeah, it's very accessible. Yeah. I mean, it's for every level gardener. You don't need to come in with a base knowledge of anything. A beginner gardener could take the course and be successful.
And is it only offered one time a year?
Yes.
Okay, so is this class already full? Or
it runs August to December. Oh. So usually applications are due by June. And you can find out that information on our website, which is yorkmg.org. But they teach the course once a year.
So folks are listening right now. They can go ahead and maybe look more into the program as long as they sign up before June and they'll be ready to take the course in August. And this time next year in 2027, you can be a Master Gardener.
That's right.
And join Karen and the group of Master Gardeners in York County. How big is the organization?
We have 120 members now. So that includes the interns that are in the class currently.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And is there a graduation ceremony? Thumb green?
We don't, but that's a great idea.
Do you have green cap and gowns or something green?
No. Okay. No, we'll do their graduation in January at our regular meeting. And everybody brings food, a big potluck for them. So it's a good celebration.
That's fun.
Well, we love flowers and we love gardening here in the South for sure. As Karen mentioned, the annual Joy of Gardening Symposium, I assume this is probably one of your biggest events that you do throughout the year.
It is the biggest event. Yeah.
And this has grown over the years. It's been around for 20 years now. So you're celebrating your 20th anniversary.
That's right. And that's amazing for a group our size to host an event like that for 20 continuous, minus COVID, years. Mm-hmm. So we've grown from a smaller space years and years ago to the Gateway Conference Center, and then we've even expanded within the conference center. So
what can people expect to see at the symposium?
Sure, they can expect to see 25 vendors there, which is always fun to go shop. Some have live plants and some are just other things that you would like in the garden. But the real focus of it is learning. So we have a great speaker that's coming in to do our keynote, Dr. Jared Barnes. And then we have breakout sessions covering things like native plants, how they benefit wildlife, garden design, lasagna gardening, moss landscaping. So there's some general things and some niche things that you wouldn't normally learn about.
Okay, so we both perked up when we heard lasagna gardening.
What is lasagna gardening?
It's a method to create a flower bed where you don't have to dig everything out. You just layer cardboard, newspaper, mulch, and kind of let it rest, and it just turns into beautiful soil, and then you can plant.
We like this.
Yeah. Now, we could do that.
We could do that now.
It just takes some time. Like, you won't be able to immediately plant in there. You're going to have to let it sit and...
Okay, we are a little...
Well, we can bake the lasagna.
That's right. That's right.
We're somewhat impatient people, but if with your guidance and your demeanor, which you have such a... I can see why you were successful in the classroom, Karen.
Thanks.
With your help, I think we could do it.
You could.
So the symposium is open to those that really love gardening and those who maybe enjoy looking at gardening pictures and just like the idea of gardening that need that little oomph to maybe really... This might be their one opportunity to dig in, no pun intended, to really take the next step.
If you have some projects coming up, those sessions on garden design could be really helpful for you. You know, if you want to do it yourself and not hire a landscaper to do it, I think that would be a great entry point into figuring out what you want.
It also might be a great opportunity for people who are thinking about becoming a master gardener to come to see, hey, you know, this is, I'm assuming it's a couple of hours long, just to say, hey, this is something that maybe I should, you know, sign up to do.
Love it. It's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so it's a full day. Lunch is included. And there's different sessions that you can choose from, so definitely. And we'll have a table there, too, that somebody will be at to kind of talk through what you need to do to become a master gardener for anybody that's interested.
Well, it's called the 20th Annual Joy of Gardening Symposium. It's presented by the Master Gardeners of York County. It's going to take place on February the 28th. From 8 to 4 at the Gateway Conference Center right there off of I-77, exit 65 in Chester County. They have a limited number of tickets available, so go ahead and get your tickets now. Lunch is included, so keep that in mind and go from there. Congratulations, Karen, on the success of, one, the Master Gardeners of York County, and two, for growing, again, excuse the pun, the gardening symposium. I can remember when you all started 20 years ago, it was a little small kind of boutique event, and you really have grown it. We really are using all the puns today
You are.
I didn't mean to do that last one. But you really have grown it to an opportunity to, one, help people celebrate getting their hands dirty, and people who love gardening and those who think they want to do it, and exposing to them that the reality is, you really can do it. Don't get so overwhelmed by maybe what you see on television or on social media. You know, your garden one day might look like that, but it takes some time.
It does, and it's really just the fun of it. You know, it's a great activity that you can do for many years. And really, the growth of the symposium is a testament to our volunteers. We have some fabulous volunteers that have a lot of different skill sets and really just are great at putting this event on.
Karen, were you always interested in gardening, or did you become interested later in life?
I have always been interested in gardening. You know, I grew up in Alabama. We've moved all over the Southeast with my husband's job. So everywhere we've been, I've grown a garden. And it's a little bit different in each place. You know, Louisiana, you could just throw something down and it would grow. You know, so it really is interesting, you know, how the different regions you can grow things differently. So I've always been interested.
And I'm just curious, Karen, were you a science teacher?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, just general. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, general elementary.
Oh, well, good. Well, I know they miss you in the classroom, but you're still sharing your joys of teaching and education now through the Master Gardeners of York County, where we're lucky to have you right here in our backyard if you've traveled
so nice
around.
To meet you.
And that's what I think is probably also really great about the Master Gardeners, because you're meeting people who live maybe in different parts of the country that they can maybe continue to give tips. Have been like, that won't plant here because I've done it and try it. Or maybe we tried this out in this part of the country. Maybe try it here as well.
Right. If this is a new zone for you to garden in, come learn with us.
Yeah. Love it. Her name is Karen Loach. She is president of the Master Gardeners of York County. They have their big annual Joy of Gardening Symposium on Saturday, February the 28th at the Gateway Conference Center from 8 to 4. Limited number of tickets available. So go ahead and contact them today and get your tickets.